Hi, everybody. This is Vicki Woodyard bringing you an episode of Vicki and Swami. Swami Z is what I like to call an immaculate conception. I gave birth to him on my iMac when my husband was fighting his battle against cancer, and Swami Z seemed to come into my life because my suffering opened the door. He is a feisty little guru of the heart. Right now, he has a book called A Guru in the Guest Room. And although he's really proud of it, excuse me, I keep telling him that he is the Edsel of gurus. You can imagine how much he likes that. I'm not sure how to present the material in a way that will allow Swami to capture your heart, which is what I want to happen. I, Vicki, don't want to have to work at this, but I want the little Swami himself to sort of worm his way in as we go along. When I talk about him, I just say that he's crotchety and misinformed and deluded, and he says I'm crazy and stubborn, and we have this little cast of characters that hang with us in satsang. We have Rose, who has a large pocketbook that generally has a tuna fish sandwich somewhere at the bottom of it. We have Jim, a very tall, quiet man who wears polyester and is way too polite. And then we have Larry, who wears a charming mullet, haha, and what, excuse me, he rides a stick pony. Back up. He rides a stick pony who has the name of Ruin. So what I thought I'd do is to read you an essay called Prasad from a Pez Dispenser. I met Swami Z today in the sleep department at Macy's, and I am in love. After taking many incarnations and often subways to achieve enlightenment, I now find a man who is giving it away for free. And his kindness is such that if you don't like it, he will also take it back. I tell you, I was taken aback. There is nothing that this Swami of the Jhamis will not do. He allows anyone to attend satsang, and I mean anyone, even if they are wearing robes and calling themselves silly names. You can bring your blanket and suck your thumb. You can suck his thumb. He doesn't care. I had one question that I wanted Swami Z to answer. Would I be getting enlightened this lifetime? Of course I would, I was told, as soon as he took his groupies to lunch. I'm sorry, what he really said was, you groupies are out to lunch. What I totally love about Swami Z is his ability to dispense junk food while remaining blissfully unaware of the calories. No other guru knows so little about what is good for you. His magnanimity is matched only by his paunch. I am quite paunch drunk, in love, bowled over by this guru giving satsang while counting his sheep. Some gurus would shear them, but not Swami Z. He asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and when I told him that I wanted all the children of the world to be fed one decent meal, he offered to make it for them. Sad but true, his cookie habit would sicken more than it would heal. I tried to question him about his life pre-enlightenment, but he said that like everything else in his life, it was a snore. I wanted more. He thought I said s'mores because he has those too. I said, can you tell me what life as a child was like for you? Of course, he said, rummaging through his box of Cocoa Puffs with a misty eye. Of course I can, but I won't. And that pretty much sums up the teaching. If you enjoyed this little foray into the world of Vicky and Swami, come back for more episodes. Thanks for listening. Thank you.